there's a podcast and it's a radio program called Connecting with Coincidence, and it's about synchronicity. It's a Dr. Bernie Beitman, who's a psychiatrist in the US, and he has this podcast on synchronicity where he invites people, many of them are book authors on synchronicity, to come and talk about different themes and topics which overlap with the kind of things that we've talked on this segment over the last year
now,
and a half.
He make
you got the
some
solicitors onto him yet?
Yeah, didn't he make some outlandish claim?
One said he said it was the first radio podcast, segment on synchronicity, and another one said it was the only radio show on synchronicity. I think we can debunk that, can't we? We've been around for a while, haven't we? This is real,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yes, well, it is.
And most of this year I've been putting it up on the web as well, so I think we cover off both bases there.
There you go. We've got evidence, don't we? But I think we're aligned. Dr. Bernie Beitman on Connecting with Coincidence, and I think what we're on about some of the same kind of things.
Okay, now it's interesting. You just before we came on air, you were talking about some of the amazing calls we've had over the time.
Yes.
So tell us the ones terrific. That stood out for you.
Terrific. I did put up a new podcast today on our Synchronicity Unwrapped website, which includes a few of these favourite calls and that, but I think one of the striking ones was, I think, a friend of yours, Jade, who had an involvement with the Geelong Racing Club.
Jade
and
Augustine.
One time Jade needed to get a guest speaker for a group of people who were there. She actually only had half an hour to do this. And spookily, she just was so confident in going down and finding someone, she found David Hayes to come up to be their special guest. And people were saying, how on earth did you find him?
Wow,
she sort of makes out this
David
is lined
Hayes,
up for a while or
yes.
whatever. But I thought that was an example of Jade is someone who has a great faith in what we might call an intuitive GPS.
Right.
That's how some of Dr. Beitman's guests refer to it, where sometimes if you follow that deep intuition, you can be directed to somewhere very worthwhile.
Uh-huh. That will be sort of the answer to your prayers somewhat.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. And there was another really good one. This is a great
yes.
I remember this. It was an awesome story and one of those ones where you go, oh, my goodness.
This is where it is definitely more than just chance. This involved a kind of telepathy. One of our callers rang up and said that she was in a supermarket. There was a public phone nearby and it just started ringing. She said to the person that she was with, oh, that'll be for me. And she picks it up. And then the person on the other end stops and then says a name. And then it was her best friend. Just randomly got this wrong number. And she had this conviction it was for her, and it wasn't. Apparently they were laughing for about 10 minutes after. See, that is just amazing. How do you explain that?
I used to do that in our old lifts. We actually had the old phones in there, and they used to ring. And, you know, as a joke, when it
but
rang...
You did it for a
no,
joke.
No, I used to say it as a joke. I'd go, that would be for me. Because how often randomly...
We're all
the phone
all at day, yes. And it's... Yes.
The new lifts don't have the same sort of phone. But there was an old sort of get smart, open the little panel, and there's an old-fashioned phone in there. And when it used to ring, we used to answer it because it would inevitably be somebody with the wrong number. Not anyone I knew, but it was always somebody with the wrong number. And you would go, you've just called a lift.
Yeah, but you do not expect it to be somebody you know. Now, we've got some more stories, and I've got a bit of a story to share. We might do that shortly.
Chris Mackey's in the studio and we're talking synchronicity.
Yes, and Chris has found a podcast coming out of the US by some character who apparently thinks he was the first to ever do it. Well, no, because we've been doing it here for quite a while, which is really cool.
We should get his number and call him.
Yes, we should. We should. But look, I'm going to share one with you. And this is about somebody called Emma. I won't go into all of the details, but our connections have been quite extraordinary. So the first one was earlier this year we had the Surf Coast Trek. Emma walked in the Surf Coast Trek 40 kilometres. At the end of the Surf Coast Trek, because of my work I do with the Kids Plus Foundation, I was there right at the end. I put a white lei over her neck, over her head, and I gave her she just looked like she needed a big hug. So I'd never met her before, but I gave her a big hug and I said, well done and thank you so much for doing this. And so she went, and she'd apparently said to her husband, oh, look, I really want to thank Roxy for that because it just meant a whole lot that, you know, she did that for me. And then she thought, oh, well, look, the time's gone by. It's probably too late and, you know, it'd be a bit weird. No, I won't. Then before you know it, She is looking at doing a fundraiser, and she's doing it, looking at doing a fundraiser with a client of mine at the Federal. And so that she contacted the Federal. They contacted her and said, look, you need to get in touch with our marketing person, Roxy. Here's her details. And she said, oh, wow, that isn't that bizarre. So then she contacted me and she said, oh, look, this is so weird. I'd really want to say, you know, thank you. And this is the reason why. And I said, oh, that's absolutely cool. She wants to do a fundraiser at the Federal where part of the money will go to the Kids Plus Foundation because of her gorgeous little boy, Albie.
Fantastic.
Who's been helped through the foundation. And so because I work with Kids Plus and because I work with the Federal and because like we, you know, and it goes on. Like, we just keep having
these
connections.
And there's a good feeling with it, isn't there? There's the connection, there's the good feeling, and I think that's the big plus of being open to it.
Yeah, we just say to each other, we've just got to do this. Like, we're going to be connected forever. The universe has predicted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just awesome.
And the thing I find interesting is that there are many people who have a scientific background who are interested in this kind of thing. Often people might think it's superstitious. And I know we've talked before about, say, number synchronicity. I know that you've had a lot of
threes
in the number of your house, to the point where one of your children thought that you bought houses because they had a number three.
Deliberate,
in it.
Yes. Yep. The latest one is 32, by the way, everyone.
Fantastic. Well, I'm just starting to listen to a podcast by Gary Schwartz on the Connecting with Coincidence podcast, and here's someone with a strong scientific background who talks about the themes of repeated number sequences. He's apparently got a book coming out soon called Super Synchronicities on that subject. So it's great to hear that other people are aligned with
yours,
the same kind of thinking.
Daryl?
Well, I do, but not as strongly as you with a connection with the number three. But anyway,
like it is seriously like about eight houses.
Yeah,
I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Weird.
I think there's something weird going on there. This is our last synchronicity segment for the year, Chris.
It is.
You're off over Christmas, and hopefully we'll catch you in the new year, and we'll work out what we're going to do next year. We haven't actually worked out what we're doing for the next couple of weeks.
No, but we'll definitely get you back in. And for everybody, all the catcher-uppers who are tuning in right now, look, if anything like that happens for you, save the story up, and next time we get Chris in, we'll start to share your stories about synchronicity.